the house and you ever had a man do you wrong? Well, this is what you should have said. I got two tears to share for you, honey. One for each nice thing you ever done. For as much as I have to pay for your love, I'm gonna call that toll-free number, request a refund. I can't stand your constant crying, whining, whipping. You know where, cause I'm going to a diamond band.
So good to see so many faces I know. Thank you for coming. So my name is Vanessa Collier, and I grew up in Howard County, so not too far. Yeah, Hoco, yeah! And I started my career in Philly and then followed my mom down to South Carolina, where I currently live. And yeah, I'm happy to be back up here, though. Believe me, there's too many black widows and copperheads and stuff I didn't know anything about till a year and a half ago. Anyway, you didn't come here to hear about South Carolina. So just curious, how many of y'all have seen us before? Woo! I love it. I love it. Thank you for the enthusiasm, too. And how many newbies are in the house? Where you at? Oh, lots of newbies. I love it. I love it. Yeah. Thank you. So for the newbies in the house, I've been playing saxophone for over 20 years, since I was 9 years old. And I fell in love with the instrument watching a Mary-Kate and Ashley half-hour special. It's called Two of a Kind. And I'd watch it like every day after school. And on one of the episodes, the dad pulls out a tenor saxophone and I fell in love. And I had to beg my mom for 6 or 8 months. Like, please rent me one, please rent me one, because I had quit piano about 6 months before that. And finally she caved, and so here we are 20 plus years later, which is a beautiful thing. Yeah! Thank you, Mom. So newbies are in for a ride, because I love putting saxophone in every genre I possibly can in one short 75, 90 minute set. And so we play some blues and some funk and some soul. And I have a new record out that got released September 13th. Yeah, thank you. It's definitely a soulful record, so that second song, Take Me Back, is off the new record, and we're going to play a bunch more from it, including this next one, which is, it's really hard to say, but this one might be my favorite song off the record and possibly that I've written. And I wrote it sort of as a love letter to the next generation because, you know, despite what I do now, I grew up being very introverted and very quiet. And I know, everybody thinks I'm joking. Nobody can remember. But some of y'all knew me, so you know. But you know, being introverted and quiet, you think a lot, but it's, you're all, I don't know how to say it. Nobody really feels like they fit in, you know? I've grown up kind of not feeling like I fit in. And I know that now, looking back, that's kind of the point. The point is to be an individual, to be yourself always. And so this is sort of a love letter, as I said, to hopefully that the next generation will follow their own path and find their own voice and be wild as a rainstorm, which is this next song. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Even there to be gone. God, it's nice to have fall. Man, that is so nice. I miss that. We're going to play another one. This is off my last record, studio record, that I put out in 2020. Man, that was a long time ago, wasn't it? Ooh. Yeah, it feels like a lifetime, doesn't it? But, you know, I was very fortunate to have a little bit extra time to work on that record. It's a record called Heart on the Line, and I was super proud of that one. And that record started my journey of writing more story songs. And so this is a story song about where I was born, which is that I have Texas roots. Don't hold it against me. I mostly grew up in the Northeast, so. But, you know, growing up in Texas, I would drive around town with my grandmother, and we'd turn on the radio, and you can't escape the country music in Texas. Doesn't matter if you're trying or not, you just can't do it. And I'm very grateful for that time, not only with my grandmother, but also listening to the old country stuff that's all about songwriting. And so most of what you hear tonight is written by me. This next song is a story song about a guy that just can't stay out of trouble. And so trouble just keeps chasing him down like a bloodhound. And if I did my job right as a songwriter, you all should feel the sudden urge to howl at the end of this one. Let's see how this one goes. It's called Bloodhound, y'all. Sunset crack before we get out of town. Watching the yoke of the sun spread out as the colors start to run down. Well, does he know that he got a gun now? A bee sitting on the porch, sitting on the rail, chewing his tobacco and spitting in his pail. Sitting on the porch, sitting on the rail, shining up his shoes with the bloodhound. He's been working for the weather, trying to keep his nose clean. Spent the past 5 years thinking about his world, just found out he's getting early with these. He'll be sitting on the porch, sitting on the river, chewing his tobacco and spitting in his paper. Sitting on the porch, sitting on the river, shining up his shoes with the bread out on his head.
Thank you.
right, we're gonna do another one from the new record.
Yeah,
doing lots of new stuff. So this record is called Do It My Own Way, and true to form, every step of the process was done my own way. I feel very fortunate that I've been able to do my career, start my career, and do it exactly the way that I want to. Thank you. Oftentimes, definitely being a woman in the industry, they try to shape you to be something that you're not. And they tell you, you should wear this, or look like this, or act like this. And I said, no. thank you. So I basically, this record is kind of just a summation of the last 10 years of touring, and just hopefully, you know, a message to, again, to the younger, to the next up and coming, to do it your own way. You know, this record is 8 original songs, all written by me, produced by me, all the horn arrangements and, you know, all the sax work is by me, all the background vocal work, the whole thing, right? It is very much me. I love this record. Love, love, love this record. So we're gonna do the title track, which is called Do It My Own Way. Yeah. We're going to play every single one of these songs live, which is pretty awesome. So this one we've been playing out. We actually just got off a tour with Blues Traveler. We were opening for them, which is pretty cool. Yeah, we played a bunch of beats with them. They're very kind, very, very kind. And so we've gotten to play this one out quite a bit, and it's become one of my favorites off the new record to play live. And again, I said, you know, 2020, that record, I wanted to start writing story songs. And so this one is a story song as well. If you can put yourself in a dark candlelit bar, much like tonight. This is pretty good ambiance for this song. And a stranger asks you to dance. And after one dance is not enough. So you always want just one more, which is the title of this song.
of a candle it burns. When he asked me to dance, I'm sure he heard my heartbeat as he sipped his sidecar. He had a way about him as we swayed across the floor. I knew one dance would never be enough. I always want just one more. Was on the mend. There was a curious spark as our time seemed to suspend. He had a way about him as we swayed across the floor. With him, one dance is never enough.
Yeah.
good to be home, y'all. How about it for this band? Give it up for them. This is what I call my dream team right here. So I love each one of these musicians because, one, they're incredible musicians, but they're also incredible people too. And I find that when you spend 135 days on the road or shows, you play 135 shows a year, 150, something like that, it's very important to surround yourself with good people. And these guys are just exceptional, every single one of them. And so I'm gonna introduce them. If you didn't know them before, now you do. And I'm gonna start over here to my right. This guitar phenom over here. So Laura and I have been playing together since 2016. I made my second record and I met Laura in the studio. And I've been very fortunate to make every single one of my records with her since. Yeah. So Laura is one of the kindest human beings I've ever met, and one of the best guitar players, my favorite, but don't tell anybody. My favorite guitar player to play with, and it's mostly because all the little nuancy things, you know, are just always there. She's always on point, always 100%, you know, just beautiful player. And as a soloist, she'll take you from here to here and take you on a journey and make you wonder what's next. And then as a rhythm player, if you're paying attention all night, she's doing the same thing. So constantly thinking about the build, right? And how to support best. And I think it's very rare to find that in one person. Usually you have somebody that wants to play lead or wants to play rhythm, but not usually both. And she does it so beautifully and so masterfully. Yes. And I am not the only one to believe this. In 2023, she took home the Guitar Player of the Year at the Blues Music Awards in Memphis. And on top of that, she was the first woman to ever do so. Yes. So please make her welcome all the way from San Diego, California, Miss Laura Chavez. Yeah. And moving right along with the star-studded cast, this gentleman on bass has been my favorite bass player since I came on the scene about 10 years ago. And I heard him play, and I made it a goal of mine. I said, I hope I get to play with this guy someday. And so we did this Spain tour in 2019, and I asked him to go. And I honestly thought he'd never tour with me again, because that was about the jankiest tour I've ever been on. The van broke down, then we were in a van with no AC, with the gear just like smacking us in the back of the head when we stopped. It was just like, oh my gosh, he's never gonna do it again. But I'm so grateful that we've had lots of opportunities since, obviously, and he's just one of the best bass players you will ever hear. Ever hear. Woo! Yeah, absolutely. He can hold it down and make it funky and, you know, is super playful playing horn lines while holding down the bass line. I don't know how he does it, but he makes me smile and make the stank face every night, so that's all you need, you know? And he's another one, he's been nominated like 15, 20 times at the Blues Music Awards for Bass Player of the Year. He is absolutely deserving. So please make him welcome, one of the best you will ever hear. All the way from Des Moines, Iowa, Mr. Scott Sutherland on the bass, y'all. Yeah. And last but not least, back there hiding on the drums behind them big old cymbals. Another kind human being. I met him when I was on the road with Joe Louis Walker in 2012, 2013. And we met in Bethesda, at Bethesda Blues and Jazz, that club. Yes, I know, right? Good memories. And I met him backstage and we had this great conversation and I thought, oh, what a great human being. And I had no idea he plays bass too, but. And I fast forward to a year, I went and sat back in with Joe Louis Walker, and this guy's on drums, and I sat in for maybe two tunes, and I was just like, who is this guy on drums? Like, what is that powerhouse? Like that kick is just like right in your back, like exactly what you want, you know? And he's another one that just knows how to build and support and just does it so beautifully and so lyrically, and it's very rare to find a drummer that's that sensitive to all the things, but he plays like a singer does. And then he sings like a bird on top of all of it, so he's playing, singing some backgrounds back there too. So please make him welcome, one of the best drummers you will ever hear, all the way from Syracuse, New York, Mr. Byron Cage, y'all. So I bought this guitar not knowing how to play guitar at all. I was like, I'm gonna write a song. And this one tumbled out, and in 2016 I was going through a really challenging time, and I just kind of started writing this record, and it's about a record about persevering. And this song tumbled out of me. And in 2017 it won me first place for lyrics in the 2017 USA Songwriting Competition. It's pretty cool. Yeah. Thank you. But that is not why it's my favorite. It is my favorite because, true to the blues tradition, you write your way out of the difficult times. And I happened to be sitting by a body of water, and I noticed that the water went around all the rocks and the branches and anything that got in its way. And I decided right then and there to be just like the water and keep on heading downstream. And so this one, I'm gonna send this one out to anybody going through a little bit of a challenge. It gets better, you just gotta keep going. This one's called When It Don't Come Easy. James Brown style. Cause I'm a huge James Brown fan and a huge Maceo Parker fan. And so on my very first record, I had to write a song about that first moment when you meet somebody and you just don't know. I said you just don't know. Thank you very much, y'all. Give it up for the band one more time. All right, we've come to the last song of the evening. I know. Yeah. First set. Second set is in Saratoga Springs, New York tomorrow night. We have two sets tomorrow night in Saratoga, so it's a 7-hour drive. If you start now, you'll make it. thank you so much for coming out to see us. Yeah, absolutely. And for being such a wonderful audience as well. I hope you will come see us. We're on a 3-week tour at the moment. I think we're back in Hagerstown on the 19th, I think. Richmond as well. Yeah, thank you. Tin Pan. Yes, absolutely. That's in November. Yeah. and if you'd like to pick up a copy of the new record, Do It My Own Way. I have the CDs here. Vinyl pre-orders are on the website. There's a couple more days left of crowdfunding. So if you'd like to help me make this record, because again, Do It My Own Way means I need a little help sometimes. but thank you once again. It is such a pleasure to be back here on this stage and to see so many wonderful people. So we're going to finish with this Ann Peebles classic. And it's one of my favorite songs called I Can't Stand the Rain. Everything was more time. My name is Vanessa Collier. Thank you so much. See y'all next time. Your last chance to dance. In New Orleans, they say everybody sings and everybody dances. So we're gonna see. We're gonna take you down to New Orleans and make everybody sing and dance. This is a song I wrote for a friend of mine to celebrate his spirit and his energy and share it with every audience that we get the chance to play in front of. And my favorite line is, if you ain't loving, you ain't living, and that ain't the way to be. This one's called Bad News Bears. Are y'all ready? Oh, come on. Thank you. Thank you so much. My name is Vanessa Collier. See y'all next time.